The House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. We're pleased to have with us today Pastor Danielle Stewart from Evergreen Church in Tallahassee at my invitation. Pastor Stewart, please approach the well.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Let's pray. Dear Father, may your name be kept holy. I ask that you bless the Florida House of Representatives today, that you not only bless them as a legislative body, but also as individuals called to administrate and rule in the affairs of our state. I thank you, God, that you desire to share wisdom and understanding with our legislators as they do their work today. Proverbs 3:18 through 19 says that wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, he created the heavens. We ask for this powerful wisdom and understanding to be shared with this body as they make important decisions, even as they debate and vote on the state budget bill. We invoke your Holy Spirit and welcome the presence of God to pour out the spirit of wisdom and understanding upon everyone here today. We ask that there would be strong collaboration and a spirit of collegiality among our legislators as they parse through each part of the budget bill. And I ask, Father, that you would give them a divine sense of priority and insight in how to fit everything together as they come to a vote. Thank you for giving them all the tools and strategies they need to be successful. And thank you for their service to the people of Florida. May you meet any personal needs represented here and lift any burdens weighing on anyone's heart. And now may the peace of Jesus come and rest upon everyone. In his name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Speaker Pro Tem Clemens, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representatives Overdorf and Trabolsi, I'd like to request a moment of silence in honor of Florida Highway Patrol Trooper Zachary Fink, who passed away earlier Friday morning while on duty serving his community and our state. Just before 3 a.m., Trooper Fink witnessed a suspect who was already fleeing sheriff's deputies after a traffic stop going 140 miles per hour near Interstate 95 in Port St. Lucie. Trooper Fink immediately pursued as the chase went into the interstate. Shortly thereafter, the suspect made a U-turn heading northbound in the southbound lanes. As Trooper Fink attempted to stay in pursuit, his vehicle was struck by a tractor trailer where both he and the driver of that truck died at the scene. Out of respect for the truck driver's family, their name has not been made public. Trooper Fink was just 26 years old and is survived by his mother, father, his younger brother, and his fiance, who was also his high school sweetheart. Also, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of Representative Smith, I ask for a moment of silence in honor of Captain Art Littlefield, U.S. Navy Marine Corps retired. Captain Littlefield began his service to our country as an enlisted man deployed to the Korean Peninsula. He would later be commissioned as an officer and would successfully lead his company in combat in 1968 in South Vietnam. Upon his retirement from active duty, he would make Central Florida his home and become active in the Central Florida 1st Marine Division Association. Mr. Speaker, I humbly ask for a moment of silence for Trooper Zachary Fink and Captain Art Littlefield.
Members, let's join together in a moment of silence. Thank you, members. Clerk will now unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
112 members voting, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Today, the pledge will be led by Ocean Johnson from Jensen Beach at the invitation of Representative Snyder, Malcolm Kramer from Orlando at the invitation of Representative Escamani, Sawyer Leadham from Port St. Lucie at the invitation of Representative Fabricio, Catherine Oliver from Punta Gorda at the invitation of Representative Grant, Melvin Screen III from Miami at the invitation of Representative Gant, Kavya Sinha from Tampa at the invitation of Representative Bell. Please join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, guys. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are joint resolutions on third reading?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the first bill.
By Appropriations Committee and Representative Leek, House Bill 5001, a bill to be entitled An Act Making Appropriations.
Representative Leek, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the General Appropriations Act that we discussed yesterday.
Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we're going to go into structured debate on HB 5001. Debate will be limited to 30 minutes per side in 15-minute increments. Total debate time not to exceed 60 minutes. Representative Gottlieb, you are recognized to begin in debate, and the clerk will start the debate clock. Representative Gottlieb.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the floor to Representative Cross, although I don't see her. Oh, there she is. Representative Cross.
Representative Cross, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I want to first start by saying that there are a lot of really good things in this budget. This is our first time looking at it, and I think there are some areas for improvement, particularly in the areas related to our Agriculture and Natural Resources Subcommittee. Last year, we had record investments in our conservation programs, and I know it's something that we're all very proud of, projects to advance protection and restoration of the Florida Wildlife Corridor and protect our water supplies. One place where we can do better as we move through this process is increasing our commitment to maintaining working landscapes and agriculture through the Rural and Family Lands Protection Program. Currently, we're seeing a 66% decrease in that funding from last year, and we're quite far off from where the Senate is, so I'd love to see us get back to at least the $100 million range. This really helps with our food security and address critical issues in our state. Following up on that also is the Resilient Florida Grant Program. This is something that has been heavily utilized by our counties and our cities to make sure that we are preparing for storms and hurricanes, that we're protecting our people and our infrastructure, and not seeing disasters like we've seen with Idalia and Irma result in loss of human life. So I think we need to be fully funding and increasing that money for our Resilient Florida Grant Program so that we can be proactive and protect our communities. Thank you.
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the floor to Representative Antone.
Representative Antone, you're recognized in debate.
All right, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I rise today in opposition to this budget. I know you all have put a lot of good hard work into this budget, but I think this budget is somewhat austere when it comes to projects for members in the Legislative Black Caucus. I look at a budget, especially $114 billion budget.
Undivided attention to Representative Antone while he makes his compelling debate. Representative Antone, you have our undivided attention.
All right. Thanks again, Mr. Speaker. But, you know, I look at a budget as a means, as a tool for fixing problems. I mean, we got $114 billion, and so we ought to be able to use this budget to fix problems in communities across the state, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's health care, whether it's education, whether it's prisons, corrections, what have you, but we need to use this money to address problems, to fix problems. And so when I say it's austere when it comes to the 19 members of the Florida Legislative Black Caucus. We have at this point maybe $30 million in the budget collectively. And I have a spreadsheet where I went through and pulled everybody's projects. And $13, $14 million of that $30 million is for two people. And so we got 17 people that only have like $17 million. We can't fix nothing in our problem in our districts with $17 million. And then when I break it down, half of that is for infrastructure, half of that is for agricultural projects, road widening, traffic calming devices, traffic calming stuff. Man, we can't do nothing with that in our community. So, and I'm not trying to be negative and critical. I'm just pointing out what's in the budget. And so if I want to make it really personal, I got $62,500 in the budget. I can't even start up the bulldozer with that. So to kind of bring it in for a landing, I will vote for the budget when it comes back around. But we just got some holes we got to fix. And one of the issues, too, is when it comes to funding museums. So the House budget has maybe 10 museums that are member projects that it's funding. The Senate budget has 14 museums. We have one, maybe two African-American museums, and that one museum is $250,000. But we're spending some millions of dollars on other museums. So, again, when it comes back around the next time, I'll vote for it. There's probably some good stuff in there. But I want to acknowledge it today because today it's about the shortcomings. I'm speaking on the con side. There are shortcomings, there are holes. And then the last thing is I hope that we will consider funding vouchers for medical school. Man, there's a lot of kids that could go to medical school that won't go because when they look at how much medical school costs, they get scared. Their families, when they look at talking about $400,000 for medical school, they're not going to go. And so, as one of the chairmen said to me yesterday, man, we need to create this voucher program for medical school. So thank you. But again, I'm down today.
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the floor to Representative Hart.
Representative Hart, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to say that when I take a look at what's in this criminal justice piece and the fact that we don't identify some of the things that we know are needed, we just give them $7 billion and say, okay, go away and spend it however you like. I heard the secretary say over in the Senate that air conditioning was no longer a priority. How could we not earmark air conditioning in this budget and require it? We won't even let our dogs be outside in the heat. So do our dogs mean more than our people? For me, I take it personally. I've visited more than 60 prisons. I know how hot it is in the summertime. I also know how cold it is in the winter. I would like to see it broken out and they be required to do certain things with this $7 billion as opposed to saying, oh, well, we're just going to give the department $7 billion and they can go out and do what they think is important. I don't know about you all, but I know that every single one of my people in my district, I know they know somebody that's been incarcerated in their lifetime. And the fact that we have 80,000 people currently incarcerated in our prisons and we're not educating them, we say we're correcting. What are we correcting? We're correcting absolutely nothing. We have our people, they're being warehoused. We have mental illness. We have drug addiction. We have far more drugs inside of our prisons than we have in many communities out on the streets. So for me, I'm having an issue with that. We need, in this budget, we need to identify some of the places where we believe these dollars.
Please proceed, Representative Hart, with our undivided attention.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I greatly appreciate that. And I know plenty of people think that once you've committed a crime, throw the keys away, lock you up, forget about you. But I need you all to remember, many of these very same people will be back in your communities. They will be your neighbors, And if we don't help them to get rehabilitated, we're going to be in trouble. When I ask about education, well, the department will define that. I'm telling you all, we have got to get out in the front of this issue. And we, the legislature, we legislate everything else. We have got to figure out how we ensure that our prisons are being, our prisoners are being educated in our prisons. We cannot just give, continuously give Department of Corrections billions of dollars and say, oh, go out and do what you like to do with them. And I promise you, I've supported them on every single thing they have ever done. When they came in here years ago looking for that inmate welfare fund, I was one of the first people to actually endorse it because I know how important that money is. But listen, you all, there's some things we need to do in that silo. Telephones cost way too much money. Families can't even talk to their loved ones because they cannot afford it. In many states, the state helps to pay for that. People get one day a week or 2 days a week free telephone calls or lower cost. But no, we don't. And then we say, oh, well, we're going to take that $32 million or $33 million every single year, and we're going to allow them to do whatever they want to do with it. I implore you all to really legislate where these dollars are going and ensure that we take care of the people who don't have a voice. You wonder why I fight so hard for them? Because I know they don't have voices. But I also know that unless you do something to help them, they will be back, people. They will be in your communities. Please don't forget that. So I am saying to you all, when we come back, guess I'm too late this year for the budget, but when we come back here next year, we need to ensure that we have spelled this thing out. Let me talk a little bit about this medical piece of this while I'm on it, for this criminal justice silo. When we talk about what's happening in our prisons with Centurion, one of the worst providers in this country, we have people every single day that are being mistreated and untreated. We need to mandate where our dollars are being spent in this silo. So I'm asking you all, maybe I'm too late this year, but next year, let's figure out how we ensure that people are getting the services that they need, even though they're incarcerated. They still deserve to be treated like human beings. So thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to yield back the remaining time in this segment and our second segment.
Let's give it up for Representative Gottlieb. Before we go to Leader Grant, Representative McClain has some important VIP introductions. Representative McClain, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I was supposed to have my Marion County delegation folks here, but that would be Rep. Payne, Rep. Masullo, some other folks, yeah, whoever. Anyway, we got a bunch of, it's Marion County Day at the Capitol. We got a bunch of people from Marion County here. They're all up in the West Gallery. We've got some commissioners here. We've got community leaders. A very special commissioner that's here, the first-time commissioner, is my son, Matt McClain. My lovely wife was here somewhere. Anyway, oh, there she is, yeah. But anyway, it's Marion County Day today. A bunch of folks are here. Welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Caruso, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I am delighted to have three guests here today from Palm Beach County that champion opportunities, care, and purpose for special needs individuals. Please recognize in the East Gallery, Rocky Jason, wave Rocky, Jeffrey Zarelnik, and Nancy Freewald from the organization JARC.
Welcome
to the House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Garrison and Rizzo, you have an introduction from Representative Garrison's desk.
Garrison's over there, and we'll wait for Rep. Garrison, Chair Garrison, to get on over. But members, we've got some exceptional, some great leaders, student leaders, and educators up in the East Gallery visiting from several places. I'm going to go ahead and do half of the introduction. We've got some professionals that direct our children, direct a great program, the Cambridge program. This is one of the most challenging academic programs that is offered in our schools in Florida. We have a number of professionals that guide our students, and then we have a number of students that are here as well, and I'm going to hand it over to Chair Garrison so that he could recognize the schools and the students.
Thank you. From Northeast Florida, please recognize students from my personal favorite, Fleming Island High School in Gods County, Clay County, St. Augustine High School, Gainesville High School, and Bellevue High School. Thank you for being here. Thank these students. These are the best of the best. We appreciate your work. Thank you for being here.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Roach, you are recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you are like me and you have gained a little extra around the midsection during your time in Tallahassee, you will certainly appreciate the consortium of about 20 McDonald's operators and owners that are here with us in the East Gallery. So if you're loving it, give them a big hand. Thank you all for coming.
Welcome to the Florida House. Leader Grant, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We will waive our time in entirety.
Let's give it up for Leader Grant, waiving his time in entirety. Representative Leak, I believe it's time for you to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I'm just going to take a brief moment here to thank the folks who helped get to this budget where it is, who will do the remaining work to get to the final conference budget that we will pass off this House floor later this session. But we couldn't do this without Don Piggott, our budget chief and Chair Altman's committee, Brian Clark, our budget chief, and Chair Garrison's committee, Kira Smith, our budget chief, and Chair Shope's committee, Greg Davis, our budget chief, and Chair Andrade's committee, Adam Keith, our budget chief, and Chuck Brannon's committee, Denise Potvin, our budget chief, and Chair Tomko's committee, and Bruce Topp, our budget chief, and Chair Busada's committee, and a big thank you to Eric Pridgen for helping keeping all these planes in the air and landing safely. So thank you very much, and with that, I close.
Chairman Leak, having closed on HB 5001, the General Appropriations Act, question now recurs. The clerk will unlock the machine, and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? 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 Clerk will lock the machine and report the vote.
112 yeas, 2 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Appropriations Committee and Representative Leak, House Bill 5003, a bill to be entitled An Act Implementing the 2024-2025 General Appropriations Act.
Chairman Leak, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the implementing bill that we heard yesterday.
Right. Are there any amendments?
None in the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any substitute amendments?
None in the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any debate on HB 5003, the implementation of the 2425 General Appropriation Act? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Chairman Leak, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll waive close.
Having waived close, we will now proceed to vote on HB 5003. The clerk will unlock the machine, and all members will cast your vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? Clerk will now lock the machine and report the vote.
115 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Appropriations Committee and Representative Leak, House Bill 5005, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Collective Bargaining.
Representative Leak, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the collective bargaining bill that we heard yesterday.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Any substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Any debate? Any debate on HB 5005, collective bargaining? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Leak, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll waive close.
Having waived close, we will now proceed to vote on HB 5005. Clerk will unlock the machine, and members proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? All members voted. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
115 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Appropriations Committee and Representative Leak, House Bill 5007, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Compensation of Elected Officials and Judges. By Appropriations Committee and Representative Leak, House Bill 5007, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Compensation of Elected Officers and Judges.
Representative Leak, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will take a moment with this bill because I understand there's been some confusion. Please know that this bill raises no compensation for anybody until 2027. At that time, it will pin the governor's compensation to what we currently pay Supreme Court justices. Today, in the state of Florida, there are over 1,900 state employees who make more than the governor. Most of his department heads and secretaries make more than the governor. In Florida, we pay the governor the lowest amount of the 10 largest states in the country. This puts some common sense pieces in place to make sure that the mechanism works going forward for compensation for the governor and others, exclusive of state legislature. The state legislative aspects of this, and I'll just tell you, listen, some legislature a couple of decades ago wrote into statute an automatic raise for the state legislature. And then they took the salaries of the state legislature and they hid them over in some place off to the side. What this legislation does, and if you oppose raises to the state legislature, what this legislation does is it takes away the automatic raise. It also puts the legislative salaries in plain sight of everyone else. Mr. Speaker, that is the bill.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
We are now going into structured debate, But before we do, I'd like to make an introduction. In the East Gallery, we have a native-grown Florida artist. His name is Mr. Chris Weatherman, otherwise known as A. American. Today, he has with him his wife, Mel, and his mother, who's very proud of Chris Weatherman. Would you please make warm welcome to the Florida House, Mr. Chris Weatherman. Welcome to the Florida House. Members, if you need some tips with your go bags, he'll be available in the rotunda. We're going into structured debate on HB 5007. Debate will be limited to 10 minutes per side in 10-minute increments. Total debate time not to exceed 20 minutes. Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized to begin the debate, and the clerk will start the debate clock.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the floor to Representative Nixon.
Representative Nixon, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. $38,850. $38,850 is the median amount that Floridians make a year. $38,850. And now we are potentially allowing the next governor to get a $110,000 raise a year when our current governor has already proved that being governor can be a part-time job. And so I think that is a huge slap in the face to Floridians who, again, as I pointed out on yesterday, do not often get raises, let alone cost of living increases. That is wrong. That is, like, ridiculous. Again, the average salary of a Floridian in the state of Florida is $38,850, and we are going to give someone $110,000, and if they want to run for president and not do their job, they can do that. So I would urge my colleagues to vote down on this bill if we claim we are fiscally responsible, if we claim that we care about Floridians who are suffering from rising property insurance rates, who are suffering from high rental rates, who are suffering from just massive inflationary costs. We really need to vote down on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the floor to Representative Escamani.
Representative Escamante, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. And I want to say thank you to Chair Leak for taking our questions yesterday and hearing us out on this and for the amendments that Rep. Nixon proposed as well. I understand and empathize with the points being made around, you know, other state employees making more than the governor. But I think we're ignoring some of the perks and benefits the governor also has that other people don't have, including housing. And of course, one of the other differences between us and the everyday people is that we benefit from some of the best health insurance in the state. We don't pay a lot, but we get a lot. And we have thousands and hundreds of thousands of Floridians who don't even have health insurance right now. And so I don't think I can ethically support legislation that boosts the salary of the next governor and the future governors, knowing just how everyday Floridians are struggling to make ends meet, knowing the reality of our service-based economy, knowing the reality of our safety nets, like the unemployment system, alongside lack of rental assistance programs. And so I think it's really important that, colleagues, we can revisit this at another time, but let's look at the needs of everyday people. And the dollars that could be used in 2027 to boost his salary could really go to other places. And knowing that the governor already has so many benefits in that position, I think speaks to how lucky they are to be governor, where an extra boost to salary is not something we really should have to contemplate. And so for that, members, I encourage folks to vote no on this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative, thank you. Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I yield the floor back in its entirety.
Representative Gottlieb, yielding the balance of their time. Leader Grant, you're recognized in debate.
Waive our time.
Waiving time in the entirety. Representative Leak, you're recognized, sir, to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Waive close.
Having waived close, the question now recurs on final passage of HB 5007. Clerk will unlock the machine, and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast their vote? Have all members voted? All members voted. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
79 yeas, 35 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Pre-K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee and Representative Tomko, House Bill 5101, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Education.
Representative Tomko, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the pre-K through 12 conforming bill we discussed yesterday.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we're going into debate. Any members wishing to debate on HB 5101 education, please rise. Seeing no debate, Representative Tomko, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Having waived close, question now recurs on HB 5101. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
114 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By State Administration and Technology Appropriations Subcommittee and Representative Busada Cabrera, House Bill 5201, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Trust Funds.
Representative Sada Cabrera, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the trust fund bill we heard yesterday.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, anyone wanting to debate on HB 5201, trust funds? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative, you're welcome to waive close. Having waived close, question now recurs on House Bill 5201. Clerk will unlock the machine, and we will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote? All members voted. Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
114 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By State Administration and Technology Appropriations Subcommittee and Representative Busada Cabrera, House Bill 5203, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Property Seized by the Florida Gaming Control Commission.
Representative Busada Cabrera, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill we heard yesterday related to property seized by the Florida Gaming Control Commission.
Having explained HB 5203, any members wishing to debate? Any members wishing to debate? Seeing no debate, you're welcome to close. Having waived, close. Question now recurs on House Bill 5203. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members, cast your vote. Have all members cast your vote? All members voted. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
113 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Appropriations Committee and Representative Busada Cabrera and others, CS for House Bill 151, a bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida retirement system.
Representative Busada Cabrera, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill we heard yesterday related to the Florida retirement system.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any member wishing to debate CS for HB 151? Any debate? Seeing no debate, recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members ask for your support in supporting those who support us day in, day out, not only in our state, but in our communities. Thank you.
Having closed on CS for HB 151, the clerk will unlock the machine and we will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote. Have all members voted. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
113 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee and Representative Garrison, House Bill 5301, a bill to be entitled an act relating to Medicaid supplemental payment programs.
Representative Garrison, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is the Medicaid Supplemental Payment Program conforming bill we discussed yesterday.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Any member wishing to debate HB 5301? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Garrison, you're recognized to close.
Waive.
Having waived, close. Question now recurs on HB 5301. Clerk will unlock the machine. And we'll cast our vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
113 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Justice Appropriations Subcommittee and Representative Brannon, House Bill 5401, a bill to be entitled an act relating to judges.
Representative Brannon, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the judge's bill we discussed yesterday.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we are open for debate for HB 5401. Any members wishing to debate? Representative Beltran, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and Mr. Chairman, for this fine bill. I know it's late on a Thursday. I'll be very brief. I just want to say I appreciate your leadership on this issue, making sure that we fund our judiciary properly. We've had a lot of congestion in Hillsborough with the growth that we've had. This bill allocates two county court judges. That's going to make sure we get our cases through the court system in a timely manner, the way our constituents expect. It'll also allow us to dedicate more resources to our circuit courts. So thank you again for the bill and your leadership on our judiciary.
Further debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Wave closed, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived closed, the question now recurs on HB 5401. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted. Have all members voted. The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
115 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Representative Lopez V and others, House Bill 83, a bill to be entitled an act relating to trust funds.
Representative Lopez, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the DOC agency bill that deals with inmate trust fund that we heard yesterday.
Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close. Having waived close, the question now recurs on HB 83. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted. Have all members voted. The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
114 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we've got a few recognitions. Representative Michael in a recognition. Representative Michael. Okay, how about Representative Brannon?
Thank you.
Oh, yep, where are you? Michael. Yeah, Representative Michael, you're recognized. There you are. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not sure which gallery they're sitting in, but I have constituents who are visiting. If we could welcome, just a minute, sorry. constituent Cindy Scheiber. She's visiting on behalf of Florida Water Quality Association. If you're in the East Gallery? Oh, there you are. If you could welcome her and also welcome David Kopp, who's visiting with her. Welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Brannon for recognition. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Over, I believe, in the West Gallery, we have students and faculty from the Covenant Community School in Lake City, Florida. Stand up. Welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Maney, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the East Gallery, I believe, is the group of Destined Forward Leadership Program. It's a chamber. There they are. Please welcome them to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Edmonds. Representative Edmonds, you're recognized for a recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you can turn your attention to the West Gallery. Can y'all please stand for real quick? Y'all, please join me in welcoming the ambassadors from Glade Lives Matter, led by Executive Director LaVita Holmes, along with their parents and school guidance counselors. They represent the best of the Glades community, Clewston, Belglade, South Bay, and Pahokee. These kids love their community, and they are a shining example of us and how special the Glades really is. They're not just rich in soil, but they're rich in people. Everyone, please give them a huge round of applause.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Valdez and the Hillsborough delegation, you guys are recognized. If you want to gather by her desk, Representative Valdez, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, please help me recognize Principal Carrie Sargent and Mrs. Morgan Brids, 8th grade U.S. history class from LLT Academy, a K-8 charter school located in Tampa. They are the leaders in ME School and practice Franklin Covey's 7 highly effective habits, and they're standing in the East Gallery. Yeah. Hi, kids. Love you.
All right, are there any bills on the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
All right, we have a couple of announcements. Leader Driscoll for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, as my session gift to you, I would like to welcome you to the 6th annual Chicken and Waffles event, which will be hosted in 316 The Capitol, which is the minority office. I love to cook for you. My staff and I will have delicious breakfast prepared for you on Valentine's Day, a little sweet for my sweets. So it starts at 8:30. It'll be from 8:30 to 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader. I know I'll be there. All right. Representative Saroy for an announcement. Mr. Roy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, members. It's my pleasure to recognize some very good friends and constituents back home who last Thursday at 10:22 p.m. welcomed their new son into the world, Robert Gwynn Wood, one of our newest Floridians. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Congratulations. Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to request that the Senate pass the following bills as passed by the House or agree to include the bills in the budget conference. HB 5001, HB 5003, HB 5005, HB 5007, HB 5101, HB 5201, HB 5203, CS for HB 151, HB 5301, HB 5401, HB 83.
Representative Perez moves to request that the Senate pass the following bills as passed by the House or agree to include the bills in the budget conference. HB 5001, HB 5003, HB 5005, HB 5007, HB 5101, HB 5201, HB 5203, CS for HB 151, HB 5301, HB 5401, and HB 83. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene Thursday, February 15th at 2 p.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay. Opposed, no. Show the motion approved. The House is adjourned.